Canto 12, Chapter 5, Final Instructions to Maharaj Parikshit. Sri Shuka said, "In this narration, I have elaborately described the Supreme Lord Hari, the soul of the universe, from whose grace Lord Brahma was born, from whose anger Lord Shiva took birth. O King, you who think I am going to die have to give up this animalistic mentality. It is not so that you, just like the body, as a soul have been born while you before were non-existent. You likewise neither shall die today. You will not get a new life as a child of yours or in the form of a grandchild, the way a plant sprouts from its own seed. You differ from the body and that what belongs to it, as much as fire differs from the wood it is burning. The way one in a dream can witness one's own head being cut off while staying alive, one also witnesses the physical body composed of the five elements and so on. That is why the soul of the body is of an unborn and eternal nature. When a pot is broken, the air in the pot again will be as the air before. So too, the individual regains his original spiritual state when the body is dead. The material bodies, qualities and actions of the spirit soul result from a materially oriented mind, and it is Maya, the illusory potency of the Lord, that brings about the material mind and the consequent repeated material existence of the individual living being through Ahankara. The combination of oil, a vessel, a wick and fire is what one sees together with the burning of a lamp. Likewise, one sees how the material existence of the physical body develops and finds destruction because of the interaction of the modes of passion, goodness and ignorance. The soul, differing from the gross deha and the subtle linga body, is self-luminous and constitutes, because he is as unchanging as the sky, the foundation adhara that is eternal and beyond comparison. O Prabhu, engaging your intelligence thus with logical inferences in meditation on Lord Vasudeva, you should carefully consider your essence, your true self, that is covered by your physical frame. Takshaka, the snake bird sent by the words of the Brahmin, will not burn you. The messengers of death cannot supersede you, your soul, who now have mastered the causes of death and death itself. With the consideration, I am the original Supreme Spirit, the abode of the Absolute and the Supreme Destination, you should place yourself within the Supreme Self that is free from material designations. Having done this, you will, with the entire world thus set apart from the Self, not even notice Takshaka or your own body when he, licking his lips and with his mouth full of poison, bites your foot. Dear soul, is there anything more you want to know, O King, after all that I, in response to your questions, told you about the activities of the Lord?"